Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the privilege of speaking to?
Hi, John. I have on the line for you Miss Patricia Hoy for Roundup.
Okay. Did you say Patricia?
Yes, and last name is spelled H as in Henry, O, Oscar, Y, Yankee.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'd be more than happy to talk to Mrs. Hoy.
All right. So, Patricia, I have John number two on the line for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Patricia. My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. This is a recorded call. I'm assuming by speaking to you, you are interested in learning if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay. And were you or someone you know diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
That was me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And do you happen to know by chance the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
B cell.
B cell? Would that be, do you know specifically the type of B cell? Was it diffuse large B cell?
Diffuse large B cell.
Okay, I found it. Okay. And I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. All right, before I go any further, I do need to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, just the little fellow I've been talking to.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Oh, no.
Okay. This one's enough. All right. And
yeah,
then,
thank you very much.
Now, when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? What's the date that you were diagnosed?
That was in 2002.
In 2002? Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you certain of that by any chance?
Yes, sir.
And what's the exact... What's the exact day?
Well, it was in April of 2002. I don't know the exact day.
Okay.
I started using it in 2002. Now, when they diagnosed me, now that was in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
When they diagnosed me.
Okay. Well, it's okay, Patricia. I do need to ask you one more question.
Okay.
Have you had any diagnosis for a cancer after 2005 and up to more recently? Recent date, present date?
Well, not really, no. Now, like I said, my treatments went on through 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was fine. Well, it wasn't fine, but I went through all the treatments and everything through 2012. And then, they released me in 2012 and said everything was, my remission was in 2015, I believe.
So you were put in remission 2015?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been re-diagnosed at all?
No. Okay. Everything's fine.
Unfortunately, so what I just before I just so par just to paraphrase or summarize what you had said to me. I'm sorry. To summarize what you said, your diagnosis dates back to 2002, and you were treated up until 2015.
Now I'm sorry. No, I started using the Roundup in 2002. I wasn't diagnosed till 2012.
Oh, in 2012 is when you were diagnosed?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. So it's April 2012?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know the date of your diagnosis, the day?
I don't remember the exact day, no, honey.
It's okay. What would be your best estimate of the date, the day?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll put April 1st, 2012 as approximate date. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. And then you are filing this claim for yourself because you're the injured party?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. So just to clarify, you were diagnosed April 2012 and you started using Roundup in 2002. That's what you really meant to say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And how did you use Roundup? Did you use it at home or did you use it at work?
No, I used it around the house.
You did? All right, very good. And could you provide me the address to where you used it at, this home that you use it at?
Yeah, it's 311 Conella, Conella Street. And that's in West Monroe, Louisiana. And the zip is 71291.
Okay. Let me repeat that to make sure I have it right. This is, you used that at a home, and the address was 311 Conella Street, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Bear with me here. Okay, thank you. Now, this next question is asking whether or not you know anyone else, like colleagues, neighbors, anyone else that has used Roundup in the past and was also diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Not that I know of. Now, I'm the only old person left in this neighborhood.
Thank you. You're young. Young in spirit, I can tell. When you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that was the only diagnosis you've ever had, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I've got heart problems, but, you know.
Okay. But as far as cancer is concerned, no other cancers?
Oh, no.
Okay. Very good. And in the year 2012, when you were diagnosed, were you over the age of 18 but under the age of 79, under the age of 80 at the time of the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then this question's odd, but I do have to ask. If the law firm asked for your birth certificate, could you provide the law firm a copy of this birth certificate?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. All right. Now, the next question is, how many years would you estimate that you used Roundup?
10 years of thereabouts.
Okay. That's fine, 10 years.
Before I got bit.
Okay. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days during that 10-year period?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then am I speaking to you on a cell phone or a landline, this number that I'm talking to you on?
It's a cell phone.
And that's 318-791-0012?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right, good. And I'm assuming you're a citizen of the United States, is that right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask about other illnesses you may have had. Okay. So I'm going to read off some illnesses, and if any one of these apply to you, let me know. HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B?
Well, I had hepatitis B, but that was, way back in, way back in the 80s.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me make a note of that. One moment, please. I'm sorry. Okay, so I just made a note. Hepatitis B diagnosed in the 80s. Sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And then have you had an organ transplant?
No, I need one, but I can't get one.
All right. And then the next question that I have is, have you required chemotherapy for a cancer treatment other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, sir.
Okay. And is there a history of cancer in your family?
I have an aunt that had that died of breast cancer.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Okay. And we said that the diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. And now I'll be gathering your information. Patricia Hoy. Is Patricia spelled P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is your middle initial?
F.
And
as in Frank.
F as in Frank? Okay, thank you. And is Hoy spelled H as in hotel, O as in Oscar, Y as in Yankee?
Yes, sir.
All right. And I don't believe you have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third. Is that right?
No.
And I'm assuming your gender is female?
Right.
Okay. And Patricia, can you share with me your marital status, please?
Divorced.
Okay, divorced. Thank you.
He's dead anyway.
Is he? Okay. I'm sorry. Your divorced husband has passed. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So you're not married. Okay. And then I do need your social security number, and that's going to go on the authorization to release medical records. Could you provide me the social?
Okay. Well, I hate to give it out, but...
I understand.
You're not a person, huh?
No, here's what I'm going to do. I respect your privacy. What I can do is I can actually just use just the last four, because we'll submit the authorization to the hospital or doctor to get medical records to confirm your diagnosis, but they should be able to tie your name, your date of birth, and then the last four as, you know, as getting the right medical records for the right person. So can I at least get the last four of your social?
Sure. 7857.
7857, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And then your date of birth, please.
December 3rd of 48.
Okay. December 3rd, 1948?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And bear with me here just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, your cancer? How did you first learn that there was a connection between the two?
Well, I saw it on, I heard about it on the news. And, it was all over the TV and everything.
Okay.
And I saw it on my computer.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying you saw it on an online advertisement?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And what's your best guess for the date? How long ago did you see that advertisement?
Oh, it's been about a couple of months ago now.
Okay. I'm interpreting maybe 3 months ago. We're in November. Could I say like August of 2024?
Yeah, that's a good place. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'll put 3 months from today's date, August 6, 2024, about 3 months ago. Okay, and then now, can I ask for your height and your weight, please?
Ooh, we getting personal.
It's an interesting question. Right?
I'm 5'6", and I weigh 184.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and then if you meet the criteria, I'll have you sign today an authorization for legal representation, as well as I mentioned to you the authorization to release medical records. Any documents you sign will be sent, copies will be sent to your email address. Can you provide me your email address, please?
Sure. It's P as in Paul,
uh-huh.
H as in Hoy. Well, it's Hoy, P Hoy, 1948 at gmail.com.
Oh, I got it. It's basically your first name initial and then your last name spelled out, H-O-Y, and then the year you were born, 1948 at Gmail?
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then you already confirmed that the number I'm speaking to you on, 318-791-0012, is your cell phone number.
And yes,
if you, if, you know, if we do sign, have you sign the legal agreement and the authorization to release medical records, it would appear that you're all signed up, that you're ready to go for the Roundup lawsuit. But I got to advise you, there's one final step. And that step is to do a case verification call with the law firm that would be taking your case. Before they agree to actually work on your case, they do want to hear from you personally to verify very quickly that you used Roundup, that you're diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, and then third and finally, that you it's okay for them to use to request medical records using the form that you're going to sign with me today. Does that make sense?
Okay, then that's not you.
No, that's not me. That's the law firm. That would be the law firm. Because I'm a case intake specialist for the law firm, but I'm not a lawyer. And so the person, a representative of the law firm, wants to verify that you did use Roundup and that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's okay to request medical records.
I see. So the first guy I talked to, John, was not a lawyer, and then he switched me over to you. But you're not a lawyer.
Correct. Yes. Absolutely.
This is confusing.
I understand. I do. But it's okay. So you're clear that there's still a case verification call that would occur from the law firm?
Sure. Okay, great. That's fine.
And what would be the best time that you can be reached from by the law firm? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay, very good. And then what's your best guess for the number of years you've used Roundup? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
we already answered that question. I apologize. I'm sorry. I misread the question. The question is what's your best estimate for the number of times per year did you use Roundup?
Oh, my. Well, I sprayed my fences about at least once a month.
Once a month?
So
okay. So do you think you would, based on that, based on some basic math, it appears that you may have used it at least 12 times per year. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be close.
Okay. And then these are approximates or estimates, not estimated numbers, so that's fine. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then could you provide me the estimated dates when you started using Roundup and when you stopped using Roundup? I think you mentioned the year 2002. Do you happen to know the month by any chance?
Springtime, April.
Okay, April 2002. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put April 1st, 2002. And then when did you stop using Roundup?
May of 2012.
May of
2012? Yeah, I stopped. I can.
Just after your diagnosis, in other words.
Yes, sir. I sure did.
I'm going to put May 1st, 2012. Would that be okay?
That'll be fine.
And did you stop using Roundup because of your diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then you did indicate the answer to this question. When was it applied? And you said monthly. And so the next question is, how was it applied? Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
Basically, just a hand sprayer.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. And did you use any protective gear when you applied Roundup?
Unfortunately, no, I didn't. I didn't think I needed it.
Did you use any gloves by any chance?
Well, yeah, I did have some gloves on, but evidently it didn't help.
No, it did not. Okay, but you did try to wear protective gear in the form of gloves. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
The next question is, where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Well, we know you use it for home yard maintenance. Was it in the backyard, front yard? Was it a flower bed, a garden?
Well, it was all around my fence, my yard, and around my house. So,
Okay, so I put home fence and yard maintenance. The next question is, how big of an area do you think it was applied? This would be your best estimate. Perhaps like maybe in feet?
Ooh, I'm terrible with feet. I just have a small home. Gosh, I don't remember what the deed said.
Imagine your garden was measured like by a 6 foot person. Like, how many people do you think you could line them up to measure like one edge, and then until you establish the size in square feet?
Okay.
Well, what's your best guess? Like, five? Was it a small garden, maybe 5 or 10 feet, or was it pretty large, like 20 feet?
Well, I didn't have a garden, honey. I just had a chain link fence around my house. And let's see. The side would be probably 2 6 feet, guys, maybe.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Probably 2 6 feet, guys.
260 yards?
2 6 feet. People on each side of the house, and across the back, maybe 3 6 feet, guys.
Okay, so we're talking maybe about 12 by 18 feet?
That sounds good.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm terrible with feet, honey. I don't know.
It's all right. That's okay.
That sounds good. Yeah.
So for this question, I notated home fence and yard maintenance covering approximately 12 by 18 feet, estimated.
Uh huh.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir. That'll do.
Okay, thank you. And then you used it in a home setting, and that was at Louisiana, in the state of Louisiana. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it was in a residential setting. And you had your exposure to this product was direct because you actually personally sprayed Roundup. Is that right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I took care of my yard.
And because you sprayed it yourself, you were present 100% of the time it was being applied?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what would be your best guess for the number of exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime?
Well, like I said, I did it maybe once a month for that 10 years.
So we're talking 12 times per year over 10 years. We're talking over 120 times. Does that sound about right to you?
That sounds good, yeah.
Okay, all right. And then do you live near a water well?
The river is about 2 blocks away from me.
But do you draw drinking water or bathing water or household water from that river?
Oh, no, sweetheart.
Okay.
I'm on city water.
Okay, I figured that. Okay, so I'm assuming you don't get your water from a well.
Oh, no.
Patricia?
Yeah.
Have you ever been exposed to any of these other chemicals, like any other herbicide or benzene or even Agent Orange?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, all right. And then what type of Roundup did you use? Was it the concentrate or was it the premix version?
Seems like it was a concentrate.
Okay.
Because I just bought it off the shelf.
Okay, and then that leads to me to my next question, which is, where did you purchase it, and when was it purchased?
I bought it at the Walgreens store down the street from me.
Okay. Do you recall when you purchased it last?
It must have been in late 2011.
Okay.
The last time I bought it, must have been late 2010.
Okay.
last time I bought it.
Okay. And then I put purchase from Walgreens and last purchased approximately late 2010. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it must be.
All right. And then do you have any proof of a purchase in the form of maybe store receipts or credit card receipts or pictures or even video evidence?
Oh, no, honey. All that
That's
is
okay.
gone. I mean, those
That's
are old records.
Yeah. That's okay, Patricia.
I had no idea I'd need them.
I understand. Do you have any Roundup in your possession now?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay.
That's gone, too.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
Back in my early years in the 70s.
Okay. And then how long did you smoke for? How many years would you say?
Well, take that back. I started when I was 15, and I smoked up until 71.
Until age 71?
No, till 1971.
Oh, I'm sorry. So help me out here. What's your best guess for the number of years you smoked?
I smoked 16. I smoked about,
It's just a guess. I'm sorry. 10 years? 20 years?
Say 12 years.
12 years? Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. And are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of your illness, being for maybe loss of work for treatment or surgery?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No. Okay. Well, yes, I did. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
For my back. I did. I sure did.
Was it a disability or a workman's compensation claim?
It was a workman's comp.
Okay. How long ago was that?
That was in, when was that? Goodness gracious, when was that?
Was that 10 years ago, 20 years ago? You can just give me an estimate of how many years ago.
It has to be about 20 years ago.
Okay.
Or more. Yeah. Yeah, at least 20 years or more.
Okay, bear with me here. For this question, I responded, I notated filed workers' compensation claim for a back injury approximately 20 years ago or more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Have you ever filed a bankruptcy?
Afraid so, yes.
Okay. Was your bankruptcy discharged?
Yes.
Okay, it was. Okay. In what court was your bankruptcy in?
Washita Parish.
Washita Parish?
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me spell that out?
Sure. It's O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A.
Okay. That would be Washita Parish, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you know when your bankruptcy was discharged approximately in years?
That's got to be, 10 years ago?
Okay. And do you have any additional details about the bankruptcy?
Well, my mother passed away, and I had heart surgery at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And things just piled up on me.
Okay, so it was mostly medical bills?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know what type of bankruptcy? Was it a liquidation, like a Chapter 7? Or did you have to repay the debts under a Chapter 13 repayment plan?
No, I didn't have to do anything.
It was a discharge. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I put a note, filed Chapter 7 BK to discharge medical debts, medical related debts.
Right.
Okay. And you're doing good. I'm sorry. These are a lot of questions, but you're doing very well, Patricia. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, thank goodness. I've had two speeding tickets.
Okay, that's not
my lifetime.
Not a crime. You're a very good citizen. All right. Now we can steer away from those sensitive questions and talk about more of your medical treatment, starting with the doctor that diagnosed your medical condition, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What was the name of that doctor?
David Ossifo.
And can you spell that out for me? His last name?
O S A F O.
Okay. It looks like I'd have a Dr. David Ossifo.
Uh-huh.
He specializes in oncology and hematology. When you received this diagnosis, was it in a hospital setting or a clinical setting? Meaning clinical, like an office?
Well, he's at a medical center over in Ruston, Louisiana. It's at Northern Louisiana Medical Center.
And that's where you got the diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that again. And just to confirm, that's Northern Louisiana Medical Center. Internet search comes up 401 East Vaughn Avenue in Ruston. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was Dr. Ossifo also responsible for overseeing your treatment?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, very good. And was the treatment also at Northern Louisiana Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bear with me here.
Okay.
All right. Dr. Ossifo. And Northern Louisiana Medical Center. And the address for the diagnosis is, I'm going to use the address for the hospital. And then for the phone number, I'll use the phone number to the hospital. And let's see here. Okay, do I have hospital name, doctor name, healthcare? Okay, and then when did you start treatment, approximately? You're doing great. You were diagnosed roughly April 2012. Would you say it was a couple days later, within 5 days of your diagnosis, did they start treating you, or did you have to wait a week? Or was it, did they treat you the same day, rush you to an emergency room?
My phone's gonna go dead or something. What's happening?
Do you want to put it on a charger while we talk?
Oh, I think somebody else is calling. Oh, that's all right. Somebody else is calling. excuse me.
It's okay.
I think they seems like they started right away, honey. I believe.
Okay, that's fine. They'll get medical records to verify that. But okay, so maybe like you think maybe in 5 days they started to treat you.
Yeah, something like that. Seems like, yeah, I believe. I know they did an awful lot of test, you know, they had, well, they put me I was at the medical center and for 4 weeks, and did IV, the chemotherapy was the IV type, and you know, they did CAT scans, blood tests, and all that over there, for all that.
I'm sorry. Did you say you got diagnosed in 2015?
No, they released me in 2015.
That's right. You started, you were diagnosed in 2012.
Yes, right.
Okay, right. Okay, so, all right, I just wanted to confirm that. Sorry.
Okay.
So what I said is you started treatment on April 5th. You were diagnosed April 1st and started treatment on April 5th as an approximate date. Would that be okay?
I know it was somewhere April, May, I started treatment somewhere in there in 2012. And I know the cycle went it was 3 cycles for 3 months.
Okay, great. So the application is asking me to put a date to this, and I realize, like, I'm asking you to recall dates from 12 years ago. So
yeah.
We're just using approximate dates. That's fine. So it's okay. Listed. We're saying you got diagnosed April 1st approximately, and then started treatment approximately April 5th. Is that all right with you?
That's fine. Okay.
Okay, thank you. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Would you say negatively?
Yeah, negatively. After I got over it, I put it behind me.
Okay, very good. Okay. And then do you have any medical records that confirms your diagnosis? Do you have them in your possession?
Not in my possessions, no.
Okay, but could you get medical records from? Do you know if the medical records are available at the doctor's office or with the doctor?
Oh yes, uh huh.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. And then, okay. Now going back to the type of treatment you received for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, did you have a stem cell transplant?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
All I know was the chemotherapy.
Yes, okay, and I've got that selected as chemotherapy. Did you also have radiation therapy?
No, they didn't do that.
Uh-uh. Okay. Do you know if you had to do a surgery to remove any cancerous cell tissue or tissue?
No, they did the surgery, you know, for the biopsy, but that's the only surgery they did.
Okay, got it. All right. And then what is your current address, please?
It's 311 Canella, that's Conella Street.
Okay.
In West Monroe, Louisiana.
Are you still living at the house that you use roundabout?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
I'm still here.
Okay, good.
I'm not going anywhere.
Very good. I can just copy and paste the address, 311 Canella Street. And that's a house. That's not an apartment or anything.
Oh, no. It's a house. Uh-huh.
Okay. Very good. So just to confirm, 311 Canella Street, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291. We're getting close to wrapping up. I want to say thank you, Patricia. I know these were a lot of questions. Some of you might be scratching your head going, why?
Trying to think of all this stuff.
Oh, you did. I think you did wonderful. I really appreciate you. All right. Now, last step is to get an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures your case that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, I don't have anyone living with me, and Gosh, all my family's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you have a friend that could be your emergency contact then?
Well, yeah, I do have my best friend. I list her as my emergency.
Okay.
Her name is Karen Ingles, I-N-G-L-E-S.
Okay, and Karen is K-A-R-E-N?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay, I-N-G-L-E-S. And this is your
right.
friend. What is your Karen's phone number?
It's area code 318-537-0640.
0640. Okay. Did you say 0640?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just confirm. Karen Ingles, area code 318-537-0640.
Correct.
And do we have permission to contact her?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Now, all right. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. So in a few minutes, I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the authorization to for legal representation, as well as the authorization to release medical records. Very important for the law firm. Although you're signing documents with me today, and it may seem like we're finished, don't forget there's that one last step, which is the case verification call directly with the law firm. And the name of the firm is Pulaski Kirker, but I'll text you that because I don't expect you to memorize it. But I will text you the name of the law firm. Before
okay.
I send the documents, I want to confirm that you are filing a claim for yourself because you are the injured party. And we've confirmed your name is Patricia F. Hoy. We confirmed the spelling of your first name. We've confirmed the middle name initial and the last name. We've confirmed the last four of your social and your date of birth. And then, unfortunately, you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We said approximately April 2012. We used April 1st. And then we also mentioned that you started treatment approximately April 5th, 2012. Until the medical records come back. And then we've confirmed your email address. I'll send whatever documents you sign, copies have been sent to your email. And we've confirmed your phone number. Everything looks good on my end. And so in a few seconds, you're going to be getting a text message with a link to the documents to sign. Have you ever done electronic signing of documents using your phone before?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, good. So it's pretty easy to do. And once you finish the signing, you and I will be done. But don't forget about that case verification call.
Okay.
All right. So in any moment, you'll receive a text message with a link to the DocuSign documents.
Okay. John Mauer.
Yes, that's Mauer. Me. Yes, correct. That's me. So I'm not a lawyer. I'm a case intake specialist for Mass Tort Strategies, and as in that agreement's going to spell out the name of the law firm is Robin Reynish and Pulaski Kirker and another law firm. They're like three different law firms that are going to be working on this case. Very complex.
Wow.
Patricia, you're not alone. Thousands of people have used Roundup and thousands of people have been harmed by the product, meaning diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So be patient because even when if the law firm does agree to take your case, like they've confirmed that you did use Roundup very quickly, confirmed that you were diagnosed with Roundup, and you gave them, it's okay, go ahead and submit that authorization to release medical records. Be patient because it's going to take some time to reach a resolution because there's so many people that are participating in this lawsuit, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I figured you knew that.
Okay. You're going to hang on while I do this?
Yes, yes. I'm going to be on standby to help you with the signing. So
okay.
You want to click on that link, and then you'll agree to SMS messages. That's text messages because they'll give you confirmations. Yes, you're finished. And then you'll see, please review and act on these documents. And below that, you'll see John Mauer, my name again, the case intake specialist. And then below that, you're going to see a check, a box. You'll need to put a check mark in that box, and that's agreeing to electronic records and signatures.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. I agreed to use electronic. Yeah, okay. And click on continue.
Yes, click on continue. Follow the yellow navigation buttons, which are going to show you where on the page that you actually place a signature.
Okay. Click on start.
Yes, correct, start.
Going by so fast. I hope it's signing.
You see your signature on the page?
Well, I click on it and it goes on. I don't ever see my signature, so I guess it's doing it.
Okay.
Come back here and let me see if you're signing my name. Oh, okay, yeah, I guess it is. Okay, let's go to next. Oh, we at the bottom. Wow, that flew by.
What's that?
I did get a copy of this, right?
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay.
I sent you copies to your email address.
Okay.
And when you're done signing, the link is still going to be available on your cell phone too.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Start signing and signing today. Well, I've already finished. Why do I need to stop?
It's got you. You were able to finish. You got a finish notification. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're almost done. Well, you and I are done, actually, to be very frank with you. But bear with me. I have one more thing to do for you, okay? So I'm going to do it real quick. Give me a moment.
All right.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I just sent you a text message from my office number, my direct line from the office.
Uh-huh.
And that way you always have a written record in your text message history. Who was John, the person, who was the guy that helped me sign up for the Roundup lawsuit?
Okay, good.
Okay, did you get that text?
I probably did, John. I can't switch over from here to there.
Okay.
Because it'll knock you off.
Will it?
And I can't talk to you anymore.
Well,
I don't know why this phone will do that, but it will.
Oh, okay. Well, I was able to send you a text message with my name and contact information, as well as a reminder to be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pawlowski Kirker.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to give you their phone number. That phone call from them should occur between now and the next 24 to 48 hours. And you're looking for a call from Pawlowski Kirker or Rabin, the other law, or 80 from Pulaski Kirker, okay? And it could take up to 2 weeks for them to call you because they could be very busy. But if they don't call you, call me and let me know, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, bear with me here. Let me give you the I'm going to give you the phone number to them just in case, okay?
Okay.
No, I realize you can't read your text while I'm on the phone, so we'll be ending the call. But when you do check, when you go and look at your text, could you kindly text me back to confirm you received it? That'll make me feel good that you did get my text.
Oh, sure. Be glad to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Patricia, you've done well. I know these were a lot of questions. We've been on the phone for an extended period of time, almost an hour. I want to thank you personally for letting me help you. I do recognize that these are unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together. The very fact that you did use Roundup and you were diagnosed with a cancer. But yeah. I want to leave you, part you with a message that you are in good hands. The law firm that will be representing you, if they agree to take your case, they'll know when they talk to you. They're a reputable firm, very experienced in litigating against billion-dollar corporations, and they provide great customer service. So you're really in a good reputable firm, okay? You'll be with a really good reputable firm.
Good.
Yeah, so if there's no other questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day and a good rest of the week.
Well, thank you, John. I sure do appreciate your help.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate your optimism. I really was a little worried. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I'm wearing Patricia down. She's such a wonderful person to work with. She might be a little worried with all these questions. Like, well, we all understand. We're asking you to try to remember things from like 12 years ago. I can't remember what I had for dinner two nights ago. So
myself, that worries me. You know, oh God. He's going to think I'm stupid.
I can relate with you. So don't worry. I just have to ask these questions, and I know they at times can be bearing, but they're not. They're just designed to like give us a rough idea, and then when we get the medical records, you know, the more exact dates will come up and more exact information. So don't worry. You've been very, very easy to work with, so I appreciate you, okay?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good
You've been a joy to talk to.
You're wonderful to talk to. You have a great evening, okay? And be on the lookout for that call from Pulaski Kirker.
Okay, I sure will.
Bye now. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.